在 Paul 口中跟大家一起来互相的学习。
During this bridge convocation, I would like to use the topic of standing in the breaches for mutual encouragement.
总会给我们今年的主题就是要重修城墙。
The USGA has given us a theme for the year to rebuild the city walls.
我们不是没有城墙。
It is not that we do not have city walls.
而是我们的城墙可能有点破了。
But our city walls may have become a little bit broken.
有一些地方有破口了。
There are some breaches or gaps in certain areas.
早上任何一个建筑物日久风沙风吹雨打一定是有损坏的地方。
Just like any structure after existing for a long time, due to the inclement weather, it may have a little bit of repair.
再加上如果有人故意破坏的话。
And if someone intentionally breaks the building,
当然就是要赶快的维修。
Then we need to quickly repair it.
你现在不修，以后要花的钱可能要更大。
If we do not do the repairs right now, it will be more costly in the future.
你现在不修，你在里面的生命、财产、人的安全可能受到威胁。
And if you do not do the repairs right now, perhaps the life, your possessions will all be threatened inside.
要追求发展的同时，更要看重内部的巩固。
So while we seek growth, at the same time, we need to make sure that we are stable inside.
看以赛亚书二十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 22.
第九节。
Verse 9.
以赛亚书二十二章的第九节。
Isaiah chapter 22, verse 9.
一起大声读。
Let's read aloud.
三，你们看见大卫城的破口很多，便聚叫聚下池的水。这里神告诉先知。
Here God tells the prophet.
是一个末世。
This is a prophecy.
在二十二章第一节，这是论异象谷的末世啊。
Because in Isaiah chapter 22, verse 1, it says that this is the burden against the valley of vision.
神在异象当中让先知以赛亚看到一般人看不见的异象。
In the vision, God allowed the prophet Isaiah to see a prophecy that the typical person cannot see.
那到底以赛亚看见什么？
So what did the prophet Isaiah see?
看见大卫城的破口是很多的。
He sees that the breaches of the city of David were great.
所以要赶紧去修补。
So they need to quickly go and repair it.
到底耶路撒冷代表什么？
So what does Jerusalem represent?
当时的当然是指着他们的国家圣城耶路撒冷。
Of course, at that time,Jerusalem, the holy city, represents their nation.
他们有当时的历史背景、政治背景。
They have their historical and political background.
但是他们基本上不是政治的问题，也不是军事的问题。
But we see that their problem was not with their politics or their military power.
他们面对的问题根本是信仰的问题。
The root of the problem that they face is a problem with their faith.
只要信仰的问题解决了，政治的问题、军事的问题、经济的问题都会解决。
If they solve the problem with their faith, all the problems with their politics, military, economy will all be fixed.
因为神的选民跟一般的国家是不一样的。
Because the chosen people of God are different from any other nation.
很可惜，他们很忙的去修补政治啊、军事啊这些外交的关系。
But it was very unfortunate that they spent a lot of time and effort trying to repair their politics, their foreign relations, their military.
却没有照着真正的问题啊去处理。
But they didn't deal with the real issue.
今天我们也是一样。
It is the same for us today.
我们有时候觉得生活当中有很多的问题。
Today we may feel that we have many problems in life.
其实根本的原因很可能是我们信仰出了问题。
But the truth is, the root of the problem is something wrong with our faith.
当你信仰出了问题，其他问题就会追着你跑。
If we have something go wrong with our faith, then other problems will follow.
但是一般人看不见。
But most people cannot see this.
一般我们人用肉眼呢看到了，这是一种表象。
The typical person with our physical eyes, we only see the appearance.
耶路撒冷很好啊，这个城墙还在那边啊。
It looks like the city walls of Jerusalem are very good. It's still standing.
我们国家挺发展的。
And our nation is developing.
就是这种表象。
This is just an illusion.
但是先知因为有属灵的眼光，神让他看到真相。
But the prophet has spiritual eyesight, and God allows him to see the truth.
今天我们也是一样。
It is the same for us today.
有时候你没有属灵眼光的话，你看到的只是表象。
A lot of times, if you don't have spiritual eyesight, all you see are things on the surface.
我信仰很好啊，每个礼拜六我来守安息日。
It appears that my faith is very good. I come to Sabbath every week.
我会做点圣工啊。
I will participate in holy work.
或者是表面看来我们教会安息日都有一两百人都有出席啊。
Or just from the appearance, it seems like we always have 200-300 attendance. It's people come.
我们的活动也很多啊。
We have a lot of activities.
这个是表象。
This is just the appearance.
但是不一定是真相。
But it may not be the truth.
真相是在表象之下的隐藏的。
Because the truth is hidden underneath the surface.
有时候问题是出在隐藏的部分。
And a lot of times the problems happen in the hidden parts.
但是有时候我们看不见。
But a lot of times we cannot see this.
但是敌人会看得见啊。
But our enemies can see this.
敌人知道没有一道城墙是绝对攻不破的。
The enemy knows that if the city walls are not removed, they cannot breach it.
一定是有一个地方是特别脆弱。
There must be a weak point in the walls.
聪明的军事家，他们一定要派探子收集情报，暗中观察。
A smart strategist will send spies to observe and examine.
在古代的战争都是要攻城。
In the olden wars, wars of the olden days, they need to overthrow cities.
找到敌人那个城墙的破口，进而攻之。
So they have to find a crack in the city walls of their enemies, and they can attack from there.
那一定会成功了。
And then they will be successful.
敌人会找破口。
So our enemies will find the breaches.
我们的属灵的敌人就是魔鬼。
And our spiritual enemy is the devil.
他早就知道每一个人的破口在哪里。
And he knows where everyone's breaches are.
家庭的破口在哪里。
Where are our breaches in our family?
教会的破口在哪里。
Where are our breaches in the church?
结果我们住在里面的傻傻的，我们还不知道。
And while we are sitting and living inside, we don't even know what's happening.
所以我们最好。 现在也要再找破口。
So we must also look for the breaches.
因为你不找, 敌人帮你找。
Because if you don't look for them, your enemy will find them for you.
那时候就太晚了。
But by that time, it will be too late.
不单止今天要找, 在我们信仰的一辈子都要再找。
Not only do we need to look today, but throughout our entire life of faith, we need to look.
看以西结13章第5节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 5.
以西结书13章的第5节。
Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 5.
一起读。
Let's read together.
没有上去独挡破口，也没有为以色列家重修长远，使他们当主的日子在镇上站立得住。这里先知责备当时的百姓，还有一些先知们。
Here, the prophet rebuked the people and some fellow prophets at the time.
特别是指责当时的带领者。
Especially, he was rebuking the leaders of the time.
就是先知啊，祭司啊，那些属灵的带领者。
These are the prophets, the priests, the spiritual leaders.
有破口，你不上去堵。
There is a breach, but you do not go up and fill it.
等到打仗的时候。
Until it is time for war.
你就在镇上就站立不住了。
Then you will not be able to stand in battle.
好，那我们今天每天都在打属灵的战争啊。So
today we are fighting a spiritual battle every day.
啊，世界的局势的战争不是最恐怖的战争。We
see that the wars we see in the world are not the most terrifying types of war.
最可怕的战争、最血腥的战争都是在属灵当中出现的。But
the most terrifying type of war is a spiritual war.
魔鬼正在攻击我们教会。Because
the devil is attacking our church.
攻击我们信徒的家庭。
The devil is attacking the families of our members.
攻击我们的婚姻。
Yeah, he is attacking our marriage.
攻击我们每个人的心。
He is attacking each of our hearts.
但是我们一定要上去堵住这个破口。
But we must go up and fill the gaps.
好，那早上我们呢就来讲一点。
So this morning, let us talk about one point.
我们要讲讲自己跟神的关系到底有没有出现破口。
We want to talk about whether there are breaches in our own relationship with God.
我们通常比较想象，比较常常，比较不会常想到我们跟神的关系。
We often do not think much about our relationship with God.
我们信仰有时候比较表面。
Because a lot of times our faith will be more superficial.
我们通常来信神，来祷告，都是来求神。 来祝福我，来解决我的问题。Often
when we worship God, when we come seek God, we are asking God to help us with our problems.
因为我们比较注目在我们自己的问题。Because
we focus on our own problems.
健康的问题。Our
health.
财务的问题。Our
finances.
工作的问题。Our
work.
儿女的问题。Our
children.
我们都是看问题。We
are only looking at the problems.
但是我们比较少想到说我跟神的关系出了问题。
But very seldom do we think about whether there are any problems with our relationship with God.
其实看不见的往往是最重要的。
But oftentimes, the things that we cannot see are the most important.
上一个家庭，什么东西最重要？
So in a family, what is most important?
不是房子有多大啊。
It is not how large your house is.
也不是一年赚多少钱啊。
It is not how much money you make in a year.
也不是孩子上什么学校啊。
It is not what school your children go to.
一个家庭最重要就是夫妻的关系。
The most important thing in a family is the relationship between the husband and wife.
夫妻关系不好，其他东西都没有太大的意义。
If the spousal relationship is not good, then everything else is meaningless.
那我们跟神的关系呢，是在所有的关系里面最重要的。
And our relationship with God is the most important relationship of all the relationships.
因为是所有的关系的这种基础啊。
Because it is the foundation of all sorts of relationships.
但是我们要想想看，到底我跟神的关系好不好？
But we need to think about it. Is our relationship with God good?
有没有出现问题？
Are there any problems?
当我们觉得我们跟神的关系是最重要的这个焦点的时候，
When we consider that our relationship with God is the most important focal point,
那神就会帮我们处理，帮我们引领我们人生其他的事。
Then God will guide us and lead us through all the other things of life.
这个是最简单的道理，也是我们最常忘记的道理。
This is the most simple teaching, but it is also the teaching that we forget the most.
我们看马太福音六章三十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
马太六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
33
Verse 33. Let's read together.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。这是主耶稣告诉我们。
This is what Lord Jesus told us.
我们跟神的关系是最重要的。
Our relationship with God is the most important.
所谓的神的果，神的义，就是你要跟神建立美好、甜蜜、亲密的关系。
The kingdom of God and the righteousness of God refers to having us build a good relationship with God.
你要常常看这个关系好不好。
Because we often have to observe whether our relationship with God is good.
如果有出了问题，要赶快去修补它。
If there are any issues with our relationship, we have to repair it.
你修补好了。
Once you repair,
你根本不用求别的东西。
Then you don't have to ask for anything else.
神就会给你加添。
Because God will add all these other things to you.
如果我们了解这个经节，你不太需要求什么工作啦、健康啦、那个东西、那些东西啊。
If you understand this first, then you don't have to spend so much time asking about a job or other things.
难道神不知道你需要吗？
Because does God not know you need these things?
神知道你这个需要。
God knows your needs.
但是你不知道你需要什么。
But you do not know what you need.
你需要跟神建立更好的关系。
You need to build a better relationship with God.
但是有时候我们却忽略了。
But sometimes we forget this.
我们今天会来灵恩会啊，礼拜五都会出来的，应该是比较热心的信徒。
So today, if we come to attend Friday service during spiritual convocation, typically it would be the more zealous members.
那我们今天要再看看我们的信仰。
So today we want to look at our faith.
那我们的信仰到底在哪一方面会出的问题？
In what aspects do we see problems with our faith?
我们看以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
五十八章的一到二节。
Isaiah chapter 58 verses 1 and 2.
五十八章一到二节。
Isaiah chapter 58 verses 1 and 2.
解读。
Let's read together.
你要大声喊叫，不可止息，扬起声来，好像吹角，向我百姓说明他们的过犯，向雅各家说明他们的罪恶。第二节
，Verse two，
他们天天寻求我，乐意明白我的道，好像行义的国民，不离弃他们神的典章，向我求问公义的番禺，喜悦亲近神。第一节跟第二节是讲一个两个完全很不同的这种状态。
Verses 1 and 2 talk about two completely different situations.
第二节呢是表面。
The verse 2 is superficial.
是神看到的。
This is what God can see.
他们自己也看到。
And they can see as well.
当时的百姓啊，天天寻求神啊。
The people at that time sought God daily.
天天上圣殿啊。
They went to the temple every day.
我常常问祭司，神的道，我很想明白啊，告诉我们好不好？
They would often ask the priest, I want to know God's word, please teach us.
好像行义的国民了，是好像啊，听清楚。
It looks as if they are a nation of righteousness.
哦，很喜欢亲近神啊。
It looks as if they love seeking God.
你说献祭吗？他们也有去献祭。
And you want to talk about sacrifices? They offer sacrifices.
守安息日吗？哦，他们也有去啊。
Observing the Sabbath, they observe the Sabbath.
啊，但是这个都是表面的。
But all of this is superficial.
但是神看到的是里面。
But what God sees is what's inside.
当时的雅各家就是以色列人啊。
When God looks at the house of Jacob, this is the Israelites.
他们里面呢，他们有信仰的表面。
They have the appearance of faith.
但是里面是在行恶的。
But inside, they are committing evil.
但是外面做得很好看。
Even though outwardly, it looks very beautiful.
外面最虔诚。
Outwardly, they are very devout.
会告诉别人，我们是神的选民，我们会来拜神。
They will tell other people, we are the people of God, we will worship God.
但是里面的是完全不一样。
But inside, it is completely different.
这个就是破口啊。
This is a breach.
信仰的里面跟外面长得不一样。
That the inside of our faith is different from the outside of our faith.
我们有时候看一个人，或者是评价一个人，哇，这个人信仰好不好？
Sometimes when we look at a person and we assess that person, whether their faith is good,
马上会看，哦，他有没有常常聚会？
We will quickly look, whether they come to church.
有没有做圣工？
Do they participate in holy work?
有没有奉献？
Do they offer tithe?
哇，如果都有。
And if they do all of these things,
哇，很虔诚。
Then we will say they are very devout.
当然，这个就是很重要了。
Because these are of course important things.
这是我们对神要做的事，也是要我们的责任。
Because these are things we should do towards God, this is also our responsibility.
但是当时的百姓出了什么问题呢？
But what is the problem with the people at the time?
表面很虔诚，很热心呢。
That superficially they are very zealous.
但是破口在哪里？
But where is the breach?
他们不是真心这样做的。
The breach is that they are not doing this sincerely.
他们不是为了神而这样做的。
They are not doing these things for God.
他不是为了爱神而这样做的。
They are not doing these things because they love God.
他们所作所为的其实都是为了自己。
Everything they do was for themselves.
不是真正的虔诚。
They were not truly devout.
我们来看神讲一个例子来责备他们。
Let's look at an example that God gives to rebuke them.
我们看58章的第三节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 58 verse 3.
以赛亚58章的第三节。
Isaiah chapter 58 verse 3.
好，我们一起读。
Let's read together.
1, 2, 3. 他们说，我们进食，你为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为何不理会呢？看啊，你们进食的日子，人求利益，勒迫人为你做苦工。第四节，你们进食却互相争竞，以凶恶的拳头打人。你们今日进食，不得使你们的声音听闻于上。这里神就讲一个例子而已了。
Here God gives them an example.
当时的以色列人啊，尤其是宗教的领袖啊，很喜欢进食。
The Israelites at the time, especially the religious leaders, really liked fasting.
这跟主耶稣来到世上的时候责备法利赛人是一模一样的道理。
And this is the same teaching that Lord Jesus gave when he rebuked the Pharisees.
首先我们讲什么叫禁食。
So first, let's talk about what is fasting.
禁食祷告其实是在我们基督徒的属灵生活当中是一件最重要的事情。
Fasting and praying is one of the most important things in our spiritual life as a Christian.
平常就是要祷告了。
Because we should pray regularly.
到这里遇到很急迫的事情，很需要神特别的怜悯帮助的时候。
But when you face a pressing matter and you really need the mercy of God.
在一段很短时间之内。
In a very short period of time.
我们是需要不吃饭，不喝水，然后专心的为这个事情祷告。
We need to not eat, not drink, and focus on praying.
为了神，得到神特别的怜悯。
In order to receive special mercy from God.
说实在，当你压力很大的时候，人生遇到危机的时候，你想要吃也吃不下。
But the truth is, when you are under a lot of stress, when you face a great problem in life, you don't have the appetite to eat.
那不如就要跪在神面前来祷告来进食。
You might as well kneel before God and fast and pray.
这是祷告生活当中最重要的一个部分。
This is the most important part of our prayer life.
但是不能把它变成形式。
But we cannot make it a formality.
也不能用来比较。
We cannot use it for a comparison.
不要问人家你有没有禁食，我有禁食，你没禁食不行啊。
We can't ask someone, did you fast and pray? I fast and pray. That's not good.
好了，但是问题是你禁食的时候心态是什么？
But then the issue is, when you fast and pray, what is your heart?
是你的心要把自己的欲望降到最低，要刻苦己心啊， afflict your soul 啊。
Are you trying to afflict your soul?
就是你的灵魂啊，你的灵魂是这种苦的状态啊。神啊，我愿意，我愿意。亲近你，我愿意向你祈求。
That means that your soul is at a state of affliction. You are telling God that I am willing to draw near to you.
我现在很苦啊，那时候我想要你帮助我。
I'm under so much pain and bitterness, but I need you to help me.
是一种很谦卑的状态啊。
It is a very a state of a lot of humility.
但是他们进食完呢？
But after they fasted and prayed,
或者正在进食的时候呢
？Or even during their fasting,
哇，在求利益。
They're asking, seeking profit for themselves.
起来了就逼迫人要去给他做苦工，不给钱。
When they get up from their prayer, they exploit their workers. They don't pay them.
那一边进食的时候呢，互相比较，互相增进。
And while they are fasting, they are competing and comparing themselves to one another.
还会用拳头打人。
They even use their fists to hit other people.
如果没有这样发生的，先知不会这样写。
If these things did not happen, then the prophet would not write about them.
是这个不是夸张，是当时真的有发生。
So this was not a hyperbole. These are actually things that were happening.
好了，那我们时空转移，又回到我们今天的信仰生活当中。
So we look at our life of faith today.
我们信仰生活在一起，每个礼拜在聚集。
In our life of faith, every week we gather together.
也许有禁食，也许没禁食。
Perhaps we fast and pray, perhaps we didn't.
但是我们在一起敬拜神，在团契的时候。
But when we gather together to worship God and have fellowship,
有没有在讲利益啊？
Are we talking about how to receive any gain or profit for ourselves?
在其他别的有一些教会。
And some other churches.
哦，有些时候有些信徒来教会，就是看看有什么可以利益可以找的。
There are some members who come to church just seeking a way to gain something for themselves.
有什么可以推销别人的？
They're trying to see what they can sell to others.
啊，我有这个好的投资项目啊，你要不要来参加？
They say, I have this very good investment opportunity, you should come.
结果呢，几个人就开始一堆在讲了。
And so a whole group of people will start talking about it.
害了就拉人家去投资了。
And then they will try to get people to go invest.
这是神的圣所哎。
But this is the holy place of God.
我们在聚会敬拜神哎。
We are here to worship God.
怎么可以在教会讲利益呢？
How can you talk about making money at church?
有一些人为了这些利益，后来投资失败了，翻脸了，吵架了。
And there are some people because they were trying to invest in these opportunities, but it failed, and then they get an argument.
啊，给教会造成很大的亏损。
And it becomes a great loss to the church.
那其他那些有一些教会是教会的带领者来带头做这些事情。
And there are even some other churches where it is the leaders of a church who are leading the members to do this.
教会的带领者。
The leaders of the church.
私底下搞利益。
That privately they're trying to find some profit for themselves.
这是有这种例子。
There are examples that occurred.
所以神的看到我们的信仰是不是那一步，我们的跟神的关系出现问题了。
So God looks at the inside of our faith to see whether any problems are happening.
来教会是来牺牲的，来服侍人的，要来爱神的。
When we come to church, we are sacrificing ourselves to love God and to serve man.
啊，第四节说你们禁食在互相的增进。
Verse 4 says, you fast for strife and debate.
你看，用禁食这个东西也可以来争，也可以来吵。
We see that they could even use a fast to argue and to fight each other.
有一些不成熟的地方，不成熟的教会的弟兄姐妹。
In some churches where the church is not yet mature and grown up,
抢着做某一些圣工。
They would fight over doing certain holy works.
觉得圣工是一种舞台，用来表现。
They feel that holy work is a platform for them to show themselves off.
这样是在神眼中也是不好啊。
But in God's eyes, this is not good.
做圣工不是比赛啊，不是一种舞台啊。
Because when you are doing holy work, this is not a competition, this is not a stage.
哇，表面都很热心。
Even though on the surface, you're very zealous.
里面心中啊，有一种私心，有一种竞争的心态在里面。
But inside your heart, there is this selfish desire, you're competing with others.
再来这里写啊，凶恶的拳头打人。
And then it writes here, to strike with a fist of wickedness.
当时可能真的是有这种打架的情况。
At that time, there probably were cases where people physically fought.
有时候你打人不一定用拳头啊。
But sometimes we don't fight with our fists.
有拳有势。
Sometimes we fight with our power.
在教会里面我能力大，我影响力大。
In the church, I have the most influence.
会欺负别人。
And then we pick and hurt others.
这些都是当时带领者。所做的是神不喜欢的事情。
These are all things that the leaders at the time were doing that God was not pleased with.
表面上原来看起来都很好。
Even though on the appearance it seems that everything is very good.
原来这些人跟神的关系早就出现了破口了。
But the truth is that all of these people had breaches in their relationship with God.
当带领者有这种破口，那百姓怎么可能没有破口呢？
And if the leaders have these breaches, how can the people not also have these breaches?
那这个时候对我们来说一个非常要思考，非常要反省自己的一种问题。
So when we read this, then we know that there is an issue that we really need to think about.
当我们信仰上追求到的某一个程度。
When we pursue our faith to a certain level,
我们爱神，热心侍奉神。
We love God and we serve God zealously.
但是我们要小心，我们跟神的关系是不是在这个时候开始出破口了？
But we need to be careful because have our relationship with God form any breaches at this point.
信仰会不会流于表面化？
Has our faith become only superficial?
表面化是什么？
What does it mean to only become superficial?
这是有外在的。
That means that you have the outward appearance.
但是生命没有改变。
But your life has no transformation.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
看这只小狗，可不可爱？
If you look at a little dog, how is it, is it cute?
很可爱哦。
It's very cute.
我们美国人啊，西方人啊，现在爱狗如命。
Especially in the Western world, in America, people love their dogs probably more than anything else.
给他剪头发啦，去外面洗澡啦，带他去 vacation 啦。
They'll bring their dogs to the barber on vacation.
甚至我有听说要帮狗狗买保险的。
I have even heard that people buy insurance for their pets.
哇，狗狗都可以买保险。
You can even buy insurance for your dogs.
因为太爱狗了。
Because they love their dogs so much.
这也是另外一个问题啊。
But of course, this is a whole different issue.
但是狗还是狗，你不要把它当人。
A dog is still a dog. Don't think a dog is a human.
虽然你的情绪给他，但是你不要把它当一个人。
Even though you invest your emotions in your dog, but don't think that the dog is a human being.
宠物就是宠物。
Because a pet is a pet.
如果你爱狗，爱过你，超过你自己。
If you love your dog more than you love yourself.
如果你爱狗，爱过，超过爱主耶稣。
If you love your dog more than you love Lord Jesus.
那你搞错了。
Then you are in the wrong.
狗，或是任何的宠物，还是宠物。
Your dog or any other pet is still only a pet.
好，那这只狗很漂亮。
So this dog is very beautiful.
很可爱。
He is very cute.
主人还帮他穿上 tuxedo.
And its owner even
礼服
put a tuxedo on this dog.
什么叫礼服啊？这个 tuxedo 不是一般这种西装，这种不是 tuxedo.
A tuxedo is not just a suit. The suit is not a tuxedo.
最高级的场合还不能穿这种西装领带。
Because if you go to the most exclusive establishments, you can't just have a normal suit and tie.
比如说，总统要请你去白宫来才吃饭，你要穿 tuxedo.
For example, if you are invited to the White House by the president for a banquet, you need to dress in a tuxedo.
这是最高的礼仪。
Because this is the most important type of formality.
最有教养的人穿的衣服。
The most cultured person would wear this type of clothing.
你穿了这样，吃饭的时候要讲的话，要做的事，要跟人家交谈，也是要有最有的教养的这种表现出来。
And of course, when you wear a tuxedo and you talk with others, you go eat dinner, you also have to show that you are very cultured, you are very dignified.
但是一只狗穿了 tuxedo 会变成一个绅士吗？
But will a dog, after wearing a tuxedo, suddenly become a gentleman?
你当然知道答案了。
Of course, you know the answer.
你帮他穿着 tuxedo, 他等一下尿尿的时候还是到处撒尿呢。
Even if you put a tuxedo on a dog, when the dog needs to go pee, it will still pee like a dog.
他的动作，我们在这里不方便模仿啊。
Of course, it's not good for us to imitate the actions of a dog.
但是你知道他怎么上厕所。
But you know how a dog will go to the bathroom.
你也知道他吃东西的时候是怎么样吃的。
And you also know how a dog will eat food.
因为他的生命还是一只狗。
Because the dog still has the life of a dog.
它没有改变，它里面没有改变。
Inside, nothing has changed.
你给它穿什么，它里面还是一样。
Whatever clothes you give the dog, inside the dog is still the same.
好了，现在换我们了。
So now when we look at ourselves,
我们信主耶稣之前
after we believe in Lord Jesus, before we believe in Lord Jesus,
我们是个罪人啊。
We were sinners.
我们是外邦人啊。
We are Gentiles.
跟救恩没有份的。
We have no part with salvation.
在神眼中是污秽的。
In God's eyes, we are defiled.
不是圣洁的。
We are not holy.
但是神拣选了我们。
But God chose us.
给我们新的生命。
God gave us new life.
好了，但我们信主久了。
And after we believed in God for a long time,
聚会啊，侍奉啊，敬拜啊，我们都做主了。
We attend worship service, we serve God, we do a lot of things.
但是我们要想想我们的生命当中信仰有没有一个破口。
But we need to think in our faith and our life, are there breaches?
是不是只有外面？
Do we only have the appearance?
只有在教会那两个钟头。
Only in the 2 hours we're at church.
长得像基督徒。
That we look like a Christian.
一出去了啊，还跟人家吵架。
But the moment we step out, we get an argument with others.
有时候可以为了一个停车位下来跟人家吵架，差点打起来。
Sometimes maybe we would fight with other people over a parking spot, even to the point where we're willing to physically fight them.
有时候跟邻居吵架。
Sometimes we'll argue with our neighbors.
在某一个教会。
There was a certain church.
有一次，这个邻居写一封信。
There was a neighbor who wrote a letter
给我们执务会
to the church council.
什么写的？
What did they write?
还拍了一张照。
They even took a picture.
他说啊，你们教会的信徒啊，这样子对我。
They wrote a letter with a picture saying that your church member had treated me.
你们教会的人啊，停在我的家里真正的门口。
Your church member parked in front of my, the front entrance of my house.
那我告诉你们的信徒,
and I told your church member,
啊, 你停的时候, 可不可以不要停靠近, 那么靠近我的车?
When you park in front of my house, can you not park so close to my car?
因为他那个信徒哦, 把他停了好像 back to back, 快要亲嘴的那种感觉啊。
Because that church member had parked their car bumper to bumper to the owner's car.
结果那个信徒就跟那个邻居讲,
so the church member had said to the neighbor,
这个不是你的位置,
this is not your parking spot.
这是 public 的, 这是公众的,
this is a public parking spot.
啊, 我有权利停在这里,
I have the right to park here.
那个邻居就很受伤了。So,
of course, this neighbor felt very hurt.
哇,怎么你们的信徒那么凶啊?
How come your church members are so mean?
我不是说你不可以停这里,我是说你不要停那么靠近,人家刮到我的车。I'm
not saying you can't park here, I'm just asking you if you cannot park so close and scratch my car.
你这样子做邻居的吗?
Is this how you are a neighbor to us?
我们不要说这个谁对谁错的问题。
So we don't even have to talk about who's in the right and who's in the wrong.
我们要想想我们的生命如果有改变的话会怎么样处理这件事情。
But we need to think that if our life has been transformed, how will we deal with the situation?
如果你生命有改变,你会用神给你的智慧,用温柔,用谦卑处理生命当中遇到的任何的事情。
If our lives have been transformed, then no matter what we face in life, we will use the gentleness and humility that Lord Jesus gave us to deal with it. Because when we kneel before God, we are so humble. But when we walk out of the church and we speak to others, we speak with such a loud voice. In church, we are so humble. But at home, we speak with such a loud voice. This is the case where our appearance of our faith and the inside of our faith are very different. So we need to once again think about our relationship with God. We often think our relationship with God is only whether we have come to church or not. Whether we read the Bible, we attend seminars, or whether we do a lot of holy work. Those are important, but not the most important. How do you measure your relationship with God? Earlier, we had read in the book of Isaiah,
神在以赛亚书里面告诉我们怎么样来看看你跟神之间的关系有没有破口。
God tells us in the book of Isaiah, how can we tell whether there are any breaches in our relationship with God?
我们看58章的第6节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6.
58章的第6节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
1, 2, 3. 我所拣选的信实，不是要松开凶恶的绳。 解下破上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶吗？原来神说，你跟我关系问题出在哪里？
So God says, where is the problem with your relationship with me?
就是反映在你跟别人的关系上面。
It is reflected on your relationship with other people.
当你的心如果有改变，
if your heart has been transformed,
你的生命有改变，
and your life has been transformed,
你跟别人的关系会在一种和谐愉悦，
then your relationship with others will be in a state of harmony and peace.
你会解开凶恶的绳。
You will be able to loose the bonds of wickedness.
有时候我们很喜欢 control, 很喜欢控制啊, 什么都要管, 什么都要插一手, 什么都要绑起来。
A lot of times we like to have control. We want to be able to participate and have a call in everything.
管谁? 管配偶, 管孩子, 管丈夫, 管父母, 什么都管。
What do we want to control? We want to control our spouse, our children, our parents, everything.
凶恶的绳呢, 有没有松开啊?
Have we loosened the bonds of wickedness?
握上的锁, 有没有松开啊?
Have we undone the heavy burdens?
这是我们对别人的态度, 有种无形的锁, 无形的枷锁在里面。
Our attitude towards others have this invisible burden or lock that we put on them.
第9节讲得更好。
Verse 9 is even better.
第9节。
Verse 9.
这里就是我们跟神的关系的破口啊。
And this is the breach in our relationship with God.
第9节。
Verse 9.
1, 2, 3. 那时你求告, 主必应允, 你呼求, 祂必说我在这里。 你若从你中间除掉重恶, 和指责人的指头, 并发恶言的事。 哇, 这个就是我们跟神关系的破口。
This is the breach in our relationship with God.
指责人的指头。
the pointing of the finger.
如果你真的是被人家手指这样指着你呢，你肯定很不舒服啊。
If someone is pointing their finger at you in your face, you would feel uncomfortable.
但是我们也常常指着别人。
But we often also point our finger at others.
第一个指着别人的是谁？
Who is the person that who the first person who pointed their finger at someone else?
你想想看，整本圣经里面第一个人开始指责别人的是谁
？If we look at the entire Bible, who was the first person who pointed their finger at someone else?
都是亚当。
It was Adam.
神问他，你为什么吃了这个
？God asked him, "Why did you eat of the fruit?"
就是你给我这个同居的女人呢，她害我的。
And he responded, "It is this woman that you gave to be with me. She is the one who made me eat it."
那神又问，那亚当夏娃，你为什么吃这个禁果
？So then God asked Eve, "Eve, why did you eat this fruit that you're not supposed to eat?"
都是那条蛇害我的。
And then she pointed to the snake and said, "The serpent made me eat it."
当我们跟神关系出了问题的时候
，Once a problem arises in our relationship with God,
很容易就会把我们的问题来推卸给别人，指责别人。
It's very easy for us to push our problems and blame others.
都是他害的。
It's all this other person's fault.
都是你不好。
It is your fault.
你看了夫妻吵架，指头都是指向对方。
When we look at husband and wives that have arguments, the pointing of the finger is always at the other person.
或者是同工之间不同心呢？
Or among coworkers who are not unified,
兄弟之间不和、啊、
or maybe among siblings where there's no harmony,
指头都是直接指的
the finger is always pointed.
但是有人说，你一只指头指前面，三只指头指自己。
Of course, people will say if you point your finger at other people, there are three pointing back at you.
所以如果我们要跟神重新建立关系
，So if we want to reestablish our relationship with God,
我们看到家庭出了很多问题。
If we see our families have a lot of problems,
婚姻或是信仰
，whether in our marriage or our faith,
神说你先除掉指责人的指头吧。
God says, take away the pointing of the finger first.
还有呢，发恶言的事
，and also. Speaking wickedness.
你跟神之间的破口啊
your breach in your relationship with God.
第一，在你的手指。
First is your finger.
第二，在你的舌头。
Second is your tongue.
破口就是在舌头啊。
So the breach is in your tongue.
破口就是在舌头。
The breach is on your tongue.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
舌头掌管生死之权。
The tongue has power over life and death.
舌头可以让你生，有生命。
Your tongue can give you life.
可以结出生命的果子。
It can bear the fruit of life.
可以造就人，引领人来信主，可以安慰人。
It could edify. It could lead people to salvation. It could comfort.
但是舌头也是一把刀。
But your tongue is also a sword.
可以砍死人，刺死人。
It could hack and kill other people.
杀人不一定用刀用枪。
You don't have to use guns or knives to kill people.
用舌头就可以了。
You can use your tongue.
毁灭一个人的自尊心，用舌头就可以了。
You can destroy the self-esteem of a person using your tongue.
让人家去自杀，你用嘴巴攻击他，到最后他忧郁，他自杀了。
If a person wants to commit suicide and you attack them with your mouth, in the end they become more depressed and commit suicide.
所以我们跟神的关系的破口就是在舌头。
So we see that the breach in our relationship with God lies with our tongue.
我们看诗篇三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 34.
诗篇三十四篇
Psalm 34.
三十四篇第十三节
Verse 13.
三十四篇第十三节
Psalm 34, verse 13.
一起读
Let's read together.
咒要禁止舌头，不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。我们要修补跟神关系的破口。
If we want to repair the breach in our relationship with God,
我们要得到福气。
If we want to receive blessing,
十二节啊，你想不想要这个福气
？Verse 12 says, "Do you want blessings?"
我们读十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
三，有何人喜好存活，爱慕长寿，得享美福啊？你想不想要这三样东西
？Do you want these three things?
你想不想存活啊
？Do you want to live？
存活的 desire life， 这是你喜不喜欢生命
？And it says desires life， meaning do you like living？
肉体的生命，加上灵属灵的生命。
Your physical life and your spiritual life。
再来，爱慕长寿，
and、
长寿。
Loves many days。
什么叫长寿
？What does it mean many days？
当然有肉体的长寿也很好。
Of course, to live long physically is good。
当然也包括你喜不喜欢你的婚姻可以很长寿啊。
Of course, it also includes whether you want your marriage to last long。
现在人的婚姻
，nowadays，
以前就是说七年之痒。
In the olden days, they say there is a 7-year itch。
到七年之后了，就开始痒了，就开始 出问题了,
that 7 years after your marriage, then issues start arising.
现在呢,不用七年之痒,现在天天都痒。
But nowadays, there's no 7-year itch because you're itching every day.
还没结婚就痒了,一结婚就马上更痒了。
Even before you're married, you're itching. Once you're married, you're even more itchy.
头三年都过不了了。
You can't even survive past the first 3 years of your marriage.
因为嘴巴很不好。
Because your mouth, your tongue is not good.
或者是跟儿女的关系啊。
Or your relationship with your children.
我们以为我们跟神的关系只是来教会而已。
We think that our relationship with God is only us coming to church.
其实你跟身边的人的关系就反映你跟神的关系。
But our relationship with everyone around us reflects our relationship with God.
你想不想你身边的关系都是长寿的？
Do you want all your relationships around you to last long?
你喜不喜欢得享美福?
Do you want to see good?
好了,堵住你的破口吧。
Then you need to fill your breach.
就是嘴巴少讲一点话吧。
That means you should speak less.
13节,
Verse 13.
禁止舌头不出恶言。
Keep your tongue from evil.
有些人喜欢讲话,一直讲,一直讲,停不了啊。
Some people love talking. They just keep talking and talking. They can't stop.
通常一直讲话停不了的人啊,其实有一些问题。
But typically, a person who cannot stop talking has some problems themselves.
它里面有很多的焦虑。
Because they have many worries.
我再重复一次。如果你的配偶一直讲话讲不停啊。
Let me repeat this again. If your spouse keeps talking and talking,
哇, nagging, nagging,
哇, they keep nagging and nagging.
好像那个屋顶滴水一样,圣经说,哇,这个妇人讲话讲不停,好像屋顶漏水啊。
Just like a leak in the roof, the Bible says a woman who keeps talking is like a leak on the roof.
哇,它会让你很受不了。虽然那个水不是很大,但是一直不停的,也是很难受。
Even though it's not a lot of water from the leak, but the leak keeps on going and you cannot stand it.
那其实有很大的焦虑在里面。
But if this happens, it means that they have a lot of worries inside.
一个人的心如果很安静的话,不会说一直讲话讲不停。
If a person has a very calm heart, they will not keep talking and talking.
那当你讲话讲很多停不了的时候,
and when you keep talking and you cannot stop yourself,
有时候你会讲一些你本来没有要讲的话,
a lot of, sometimes you will say things that you do not intend to say.
你会讲了一些伤害别人的话,
you will say some things that hurt other people.
甚至会有一些把你的那种负面的思想,负面的情绪讲出来。
And sometimes you will even speak out your negative thoughts, your negative attitude.
这个就是破口了。
And this is a breach.
你的嘴巴出恶言了。
That your tongue is speaking evil.
后来呢,讲扭曲的事实了,就变诡诈的话了。
And then once you speak things that twist the truth, this becomes deceit.
这个就是我们跟神关系的破口。And
this is the breach in our relationship with God.
这个要堵住。
We need to fill this breach.
你想活着吗? 你想生命吗?
Do you want, do you desire life? Do you want to live?
关系长久一点吗?
Do you want your relationships to last longer?
你想要神祝福你吗?
Do you want God to bless you?
堵住你嘴巴吗?
Then stop up your mouth.
有一个姐妹,
there's a sister.
她到适婚的年龄了。
She was at an age where she was going to get married.
她年纪也不小,但是她也知道自己要开始要被介绍了。
She was not young, and she knows that many people will start trying to introduce her to other prospects.
那她就跟婚介说,请你帮我留意一下。
So she had told the marriage coordinator, please keep an eye out for me.
我们知道要介绍的过程当中,一定会有成功,有失败。
We know that during the process when the marriage coordinator introduces other people to you, some will work out, some will not.
最后成功之前,有些时候要经历过好多次的失败。
And before you find a match, sometimes you'll go through cases where things don't work out many times. So this sister in her prayer made a determination.
无论每一次的介绍是失败还是怎么样的情况,
no matter what the situation is, whether it works out or not,
无论别人怎么样对我,
no matter how other people treat me,
我的嘴巴不可以出恶言。
There shall be no evil words coming out of my tongue.
她一开始是这样立志哦, 口不出恶言。
This is the determination she made, that her tongue will not speak evil.
别人怎么讲我,
no matter what other people say about her,
我嘴巴不出恶言。
I will not speak any evil.
因为这个是她妈妈教她的。
Because this is what her mother taught her.
嘴巴不可以出恶言。
That you cannot speak any evil with your tongue.
受了多大的委屈。
And she was mistreated.
受了多大的侮辱。
She was defamed.
多少的失望?
She faced many disappointments.
嘴巴不可以出恶言。
But her tongue could not speak any evil.
感谢主，她有这种立志，她真的做到了。
And thank God she made this determination because she was really able to do it.
真的没有讲任何人的坏话。
She didn't badmouth anybody.
结果神最后就给她预备很好的婚姻。
So in the end, God prepared a very good marriage for her.
所以今天我们跟神的关系的破口。
So today when we look at the breaches of our relationship with God,
我们好好去思考。
We need to think carefully.
不要给这种破口让我们跟神的关系受到影响。
Don't allow these breaches to affect our relationship with God.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们整个早上听了很多的道理。
This whole morning we heard many teachings.
从早上的早祷会。
From the morning prayer.
我们希望更像主。
We want to be more like the Lord.
要用神的话、神的真理、神的圣灵来擦干我们心中的镜子，面对神。
We need to use the Word of God, the Spirit of God, to wipe clean this mirror of our heart.
再到学习息息交往的那种信仰的道路。
And then we learn from the journey of faith of King Hezekiah.
再来，我们要跟神的关系一种反省。
And we also learn we need to think and reflect upon our relationship with God.
现在我们要用20分钟的时间来迫切的祷告。
Now we will pray diligently for 20 minutes.
求圣灵大大的感动，提升我们的信仰。
The Holy Spirit to greatly move us to elevate our faith.